Take Five.
Welcome to Take Five with Dr. Don Sweeting, president of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
You're rich. That's what I've told my children through the years. They haven't always believed me. Living in an apartment, clipping coupons, being a one-car family for years, and watching other families that had more things than they did, they just didn't catch what I was saying. When I told them, you're rich, I wasn't thinking of material riches at all. I was thinking of people who grace their lives. Specifically, I was thinking of grandparents. My kids were rich, I'd say, because they had two wonderful grandmothers, two wonderful grandfathers, and even two great-grandparents. I never knew my great-grandparents. I never knew my grandfathers. Both died early. I was blessed with two incredible grandmothers, my father's mother, Mary Sweeting, a Scot, and my mother's mother, Martha Schnell, a German. Mary and Martha, both immigrants, both spoke in thick native accents, both loved Jesus, and both had a huge influence on my life. As the years roll, I've become aware of the blessing of grandparents. The first Sunday after Labor Day is National Grandparents Day, and it doesn't get much publicity, but probably should, because of the monumental role a grandparent can play in our lives. Grandparents are often generous encouragers, powerful mentors, guardians of our heritage, family sage, and sometimes adoptive parents. They are a safe harbor in times of trouble. They have a calmness about them because they've watched their babies become full-grown adults. When parents get stressed out with the ups and downs of child rearing, grandparents can see past the current crisis and envision a future for their grandchildren. National Grandparents Day was established in 1979 under President Carter. The impetus for this special day began with Marion McQuaid, a homemaker from West Virginia. She and her husband Joe had 15 children, 40 grandchildren, and 88 great-grandchildren. Her motivation was to champion the cause of the lonely elderly in nursing homes and to persuade her own grandchildren to tap the wisdom of their grandparents. The Bible actually says a lot about grandparents. Consider what the Old Testament says. In Genesis, God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That is, a God of grandfathers, fathers, and sons. In Ruth, he is the God of Naomi, Ruth, and Obed. That is, the God of grandmothers, mothers, and grandchildren. Exodus tells us to honor our fathers and mothers, which by extension includes our grandparents. In Deuteronomy, God commands Israel to teach their children and their children after them the decrees of the Lord. The Decalogue says that the sins of the fathers will be visited on the third and fourth generations. But thankfully, the reverse also is true. The godliness of fathers and mothers will be passed down for generations as well. A good man, Scripture says, leaves an inheritance to his children's children. If you have grandparents, don't miss the opportunity to bless them. How? Well, start by remembering them. Don't forget them. A few years ago, we did a family trip. We went back east, and I took my kids to the homes and graves of my grandparents. I took them to Ellis Island, where they first arrived as immigrants. I read stories to my kids about my grandparents. We also put up some of their photos on our walls. We remembered them. Second, if your grandparents are alive, contact them. Let them know you care. Call them or drop them a note. Do it regularly. Third, and better still, if they're near, include them in family events. Don't leave them to themselves. Have them over. As is appropriate, involve them in the lives of your children. Include them for holiday and special events. Fourth, if you can, honor them. Let them know how much you appreciate them for the good they've done. Thank them for the influence they've had on your family. That's my pastoral advice for grandkids. And what if you don't have any grandparents nearby? Well, then consider adopting some. There are many blessings that come from mixing the generations and including older people in your life. Perhaps you're richer than you thought. Perhaps you are blessed with grandparents who love you and help build a foundation for your life. Then don't miss this opportunity to celebrate the gift of grandparents.
Thanks for taking 5 minutes today to develop your mind for truth and heart for God with Dr. Don Sweeting, president of RTS Orlando.